NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. In September 1998, a space shuttle will haul into Earth orbit a new astronomical eye on the universe. Like the amazing Hubble Space Telescope, this orbiting observatory will push back more curtains on our surrounding universe, enabling us to view the cosmos like never before. Greg Davidson is NASA Program Manager for the Advanced X-ray Astrophysics Facility, also known as AXAF.
What AXAF is, it's a telescope that focuses X-rays. You have the Hubble Space Telescope up there. Most of what it sees is light like you see. It's visible light. And it goes a little bit into the ultraviolet that you put on sunscreen for, and a little bit into the infrared that they have those goggles, those night vision goggles for. But when you're looking at things that emit that kind of light, they're 10,000, 20,000 degrees. That's pretty hot.
Why a telescope specially designed to capture X-rays in space instead of on Earth? NASA's Davidson explains.
It's very good news that you can't do X-ray astronomy from the ground, because if you could, that would mean that all these X-rays from the sky would come into all of us, and it would be not very good for our health. So that's one of the good things our atmosphere does for us, is screen out the X-rays.
Once released from the shuttle, AXAF will circle Earth with the highest point of its path stretching out nearly 40% of the way to the moon. From the space vantage point, AXAF will begin its sweep on the heavens. From looking at super hot gases that flow across interstellar distances to probing the workings of black holes, AXAF will help decipher just how old the universe really is.
Seems to us that the universe is only 8 to 12 billion years old. Seems to us we got some stars that are 14 billion years old. That's a very good time to have the creative ferment, because some theory or assumption that has been made has got to be wrong. And what we're doing now is collecting the data. It's sort of like the criminal has committed a crime and we found a footprint that doesn't belong. So what we're doing now is using all of our missions to probe in to the inconsistencies. And AXAF, when it flies, will have some unique way of probing these questions. It's like a new investigator that'll track these things in a way that nothing else can track them.
The Advanced X-ray Astrophysics Facility will gather X-rays thanks to a suite of specially crafted mirrors, as Davidson explains.
The heart of an X-ray telescope is its mirrors. And these are not like ordinary mirrors you'd see in a normal telescope, because if you used ordinary mirrors, the X-rays would just go right through them.
Like a stone skipping over a pond, X-rays will graze over four pairs of mirrors, deflecting a whole ring of X-rays toward a central point. To do so has meant attaining mirror surfaces with unprecedented quality.
The precision with which we have successfully polished these mirrors has exceeded all of our expectations. The smoothness, you always get into unusual metaphors, but the way it's been explained to me is we're now smooth on average to within a couple of widths of atoms. It's pretty smooth over a very large area.
Not only were the mirrors a challenge in terms of polishing, but measuring just how smooth the mirrors turned out was a super tricky task at the plant where they were made.
The plant is near Interstate 84 in Danbury, Connecticut. You know, do you take measurements at night when the highway noise is less? I mean, it's a half a mile away. All of these factors you have to push down and down and see how far you can get. It was a heck of a lot of work for a lot of people. They were around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for several years, finishing these off. It was certainly a major accomplishment, but it was also an awful lot of worries along the way.
AXAF, to be shuttle launched in 1998. Adding to our ability to better piece together and understand our surrounding universe.
We have right now an opportunity to learn more about the universe in the next couple of years than any of us would have dreamed would have been possible. And the good news is we have a lot of stuff running. We're about to add another important set of missions, of which AXAF is a key one. And how these all play together is just going to be fantastic.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.